Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene M. Cook, hallelujah, and I serve here at the Spirit Alive Network as your Shunammite woman, and it blesses my soul to welcome you tonight to the Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, January 20th, 2022. And now, my brothers and sisters, here is your anointed host and facilitator, Apostle Jaylion Travis. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Sherlene Cook. I really thank God for you and for the Spirit Alive Network. I'd like to give God praise and honor and glory for the opportunity and for the actually for the downloading of this word that he has for us for tonight, as well as all of the listeners globally that are listening by computer, you know, phone, or however, you know, it is that they're on board. I just thank God for them. And I'd like to thank the members of Gap Ministries who's on the call on tonight on the network in the studios. But before we get started, I really just want to just go into prayer, because, you know, what Gap Ministry does is it stands for God's anointed purpose and plan. And what we try to do is stand in and make up the head, you know, to actually just complete what it is that God starts with us, because that's what he does. We try to be the willing vessels, you know, and just to stand in the breached areas, stand in the gap to pray for people all over the world. But I want to go ahead and take some time, a few moments, to just give God glory and to just take this to the throne before we bring this word. Father God, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, I thank you for the blessing, the purpose, for this network, for Apostle Sherlene Cook, for all that you called us to do as joint heirs in your will and your way and your word, but also as co-laborers. I thank you, Father God, for all of those who are on the call tonight. And Father God, I thank you for setting us in position to hear what thus saith the Lord, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in this time, in this season, and in this this hour. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would fill me, because I decrease, that you may increase in me, that the Holy Spirit rise up and bring a word to me so that the people may hear. Make their ears tender to hear, Father God, what thus saith the Lord. Make their hearts tender and pliable to your word and your will. Let this word become a seed, Father God, to fall upon good ground. And let the ground be planted, be as their heart, their spirit, and their minds, that it may renew their minds, that it may fill their hearts, and that it may spring forth, Father God, that they may go ye into the world and spread this gospel. This I ask in Jesus' name, amen. So, tonight, it was, you know, it's a blessing that you played that song by Israel Houghton, Forward, you know. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. In the book of Philippians, in that third chapter, we're going to go from verse 12. But we're going to take the meat of the message from 13 and 14. We're going to go from 12 to 15, but we're going to take the meat of the word from 13 to 14. We're going to talk about three things that God wants us to do, because we're going to talk about the high calling of God. And in verse 12 in the book of Philippians, and of course you know that when we're talking about Philippians, we're talking about what the Apostle Paul talked about to the church of Philippi. And now what the word states in verse 12, again, chapter 3, we're going to start at verse 12. It says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Jesus, of Christ Jesus. Now in verse 13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Remember what I'm saying. I hope you guys have your pens and papers. The first thing that he said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching, that's the second, reaching forth unto those things which are before. The third thing in verse 14 says, press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, in verse 15, it says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Means like-minded. And if anything, be ye otherwise minded. God shall reveal even this unto you. So, Father, we thank you for this word, and we thank you for that it's going to fall on good ground, and that the hearts and the minds and the ears and the spirit of the people are open to receive this word. So, what Paul is talking about is that he's not counting himself to apprehend, but there's one thing that he's going to do. So this means that Paul has made a decision. He has made a choice to do something. In order for you to be able to move forward, you have to actually step out from your past. A lot of us are tied to our past. It kind of reminds me of a sermon that God gave me once before about launching out into the deep. But when he started with me, he talked about how in the beginning, before Jesus told them to launch out into the deep, he was sitting on the boat just a few feet from the shore, but the boat was still tied to the shore. That was symbolic to me about being tied to your past. Now, if you're going to move forward, there's some things that you have to do. You have to forget those things which are behind, and you have to also reach forth unto those things which are before, meaning what's ahead of you. And then you have to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, once you do these things, now this is the one thing that he does, that Paul said he does, but it has to be the one thing that we have to do is we have to have a made-up mind, a renewed mind. We have to have ourselves in position and ready to be used by God, but to let the former things go. In the book of Isaiah, is it the 43rd chapter, where it says at 43:18, it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And God tells you when you remember not the former things and you consider not the things of old, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. And he also affirms the fact that it shall spring forth, and he also affirms again, said, shall ye not know it? And the thing of it is he's saying, what I'm telling you, what I'm asking you or instructing you to do, instructing you to do, step away from the past. You've already gone through that. In order for you to get to your future, you have to have that made up mind, as Paul said. But this one thing I do, until you decide to do that one thing, you won't be able to press because you'll still be stuck. In order for you to press, you have to be able to move because the word press means to move or to cause to move into a position. You can't move into a position if you're stuck in the past because the position of the high calling is waiting for you in your future. Amen. Now, some people feel that the concept of sitting in the past is okay because it's familiar, it's comfortable, and some people either walk in fear, they're not walking in faith, some people have doubt, and the thing of it is that they feel like, oh, well, I've gone this far, I'm tired. Some people give up. But you can't stay there. You have to make up your mind to do the one thing. You have to forget whatever you went through. Even if you, some people recall, they have what we call, what I always say, that cyclonic memory. They keep replaying what happened in the past. They keep going back and rewinding what happened in the past. But you can't see what's ahead of you because you're looking behind all the time. What he says there, he pressed towards the mark in verse 14, prize. There's a reward waiting for you. If there's a prize, that means a thing given as a reward. So if you're still stuck in your past, then you haven't done the thing that you need to do because there are three things. You have to forget, you have to reach, and you have to press. If you're going to press, that means you got to apply pressure. That means that you have to continue moving with a physical force in a forward motion, because when you press in, you press down. So you have to be able to apply the pressure of whatever it is for you to, in order for you to leave that path. And it's going to take pressure. It's going to take momentum. It's going to take work. It's going to take you to recondition your mind. Your mind has to be put in a position, because you have to do it in by way of your mind in order for the physical to connect to it. Because if your mind is stuck in the past, that's where you are. Whoever has your mind and whatever has your mind has you. If your past has your mind, well, then you're going to stay in the past. If your past is if you made up in your mind to get up and do the thing and forget what's going on, forget if he left you, forget if they talked about you, forget if they fired you. If you've been fired from a job that you know you qualify for, start rejoicing. I dare you to rejoice in the thing that God is doing for you. Rejoice and press. Rejoice and give God thanks. Rejoice and look forward, because if you are qualified, or sometimes more than qualified, that means that God had to push you. He had to force you from that place because you were still wanting to stay there. You didn't want to do what you needed to do to apply that pressure, to apply that momentum to get towards the mark. Because, see, the mark that God has you is something that's fixed. It's a fixed object that's designed to reckon with the position of your purpose and destiny that God has for you. Say it again. It's a fixed thing. It's something that God has in line, and he's designed it and positioned it to actually be for your destiny and your purpose. It's a part of his plan. It's a part of how he's going to fit you into a situation, a position, the prize of the high calling, to where you're needed in the earth. All of us are needed in something, in the plan of God, and it has to move forward. Time moves forward. It moves with or without us. It's something that we can't regroup, but it's something that we can continue on in. Once you've lived in the past, you can't recall the past, but you can call in the future. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. What it means is that there's still hope, because God says, God was speaking through Paul. He said, press. Press means to apply pressure. That means to push your way through. You know, the word, some people use this little, saying push, pray until something happens. Don't get up, just keep praying. But there's something that's going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is God is going to respond. Because, see, once you pray, then you have to let God do what he has to do. You have to wait on his response. Now, in this, just from 13 to 14, verse 13 to 14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He says, I do. That means I'm agreeing to do it. I've chosen to do it. I'm going to forget those things which are behind. Paul used to be Saul. He used to be the murderer and the persecutor. They used to call him the butcher of Jerusalem, the butcher of Judea, the butcher of Christians. He used to be the one that would kill people just simply because they were Christ followers, because his mind wasn't where it's supposed to be. His mind was stuck with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they were stuck in a time where they felt like what Jesus was talking about was upsetting to what it is that they were teaching, because they felt like the law superseded what Christ came to do. And nothing supersedes what God sent Jesus to do, because he came, the law couldn't redeem you. The law kept you stuck in your past. The Pharisees kept you stuck in your past. If you committed a sin, you may be able to sacrifice a goat, a lamb, or a bird, or whatever it was that you could do, but you were still stuck there until Jesus came. That moved you from the past sins, and it put you into the, it put you in a direction it applied pressure to the things of the world. It applied pressure to the things of Satan. The thing that some people don't want to do is they don't want to do, Bishop. I mean, Apostle Shirlene, they don't want to do. They don't want to have that made-up mind to press. They don't want to have that made-up mind to leave the past in the past, because some people want to stay stuck in the past because they comfortable complaining, they comfortable with whining, they comfortable with saying, oh, woe is me. But the woe is me is not going to get you to the prize. The woe is me is going to take your prize, and it's going to take the value from your prize. The woe is me, because see, there's value in it, because the word prize means that something that is given as a reward. But a reward is given to obedience, and everything that God asks you to do, you have to be obedient in it. I got a word from my sister, Elder Leola, today. She told me that while I was on this fast, to just continue on and keep obeying God, that he was going to set and do the things that he had told me he was doing. I didn't tell her what God had been speaking to me, but she spoke that word, and it was confirmation. But the thing of it is, we have to know that God has marked something in our future and in our destiny. The destiny that God has for us is a mark. It's a set thing. It's something that he has positioned for us, and we have to serve him. Let me slow down. We have to serve him with obedience. We have to serve him by studying his word. You can't keep saying, well, I'm going to go back and look at these love letters that he or she used to write me. I'm going to go back and look at how I used to look. You're supposed to look different. You're supposed to be different, because you're supposed to go from one step to the next one. A baby crawls when a baby can't crawl when they're first born. They lay there and they have to drink milk. But once they start crawling and they grow teeth, they start eating certain things and they start moving in a certain way. But then they start walking. And once they start walking, they take a couple of steps. They may fall, but they still get up. But the thing of it is, they don't stay stuck crawling. They get up so they can walk. And then they don't stay stuck sucking on a bottle or drinking the milk. They start having a desire. They start pressing forward. They start pressing forward to from an infant to a toddler, from a toddler to a preteen, from a preteen to a teenager, from a teenager to an adult. There is a cycle in our lives that we can't stay stuck in the past. But if your mind is caught in a cycle, and see, Paul is talking here, you have to make a conscious decision. He said that this one thing I do, you have to do it. You have to decide that the past is no longer master over my destiny, because if the past is master over your destiny, guess what? It's just your past. You'll never get to your destiny, and you'll never get to the mark. God has marked something for you, M-A-R-K. He has marked something for you. But all you have to do is press forward. And the thing of it is, it's not something on the level of your past. It's towards a high calling, the thing that is greater than the normal, the thing that is elevated from a lower place or a position, elevated to the next level. So that means your mindset, your obedience, your prayer life, your studying, your heart, it has to go from one level to the next. You can't stay stuck there. You can't stay stuck on tied to the bank. You can't stay tied to the boat dock. You have to launch out so you can launch up. The word launch means to be pulled back with the force and the momentum to be released into something higher, into something greater. And the thing of it is, the high calling is a greater level than the normal place. Your future is greater than your past. Whatever, beloved, I don't know who I'm talking to now, whatever you went through in your past, it's positioning you to handle what's coming to you in your future. Your present is where you are now, but your future is where you're going to be striving and pressing to go towards every day. So forget those things that happened. Forget what they said about you. If they told you you was never going to be nothing, it's not what they say about you. It's what you answer to. It is what God has said and spoken over you. And you have to know what he has spoken. How do you know? How will we know, Apostle Jay? We know by having a relationship with the Lord through his son, Jesus Christ, through our Redeemer, through our Lord and Savior, because he is the mediator. He is the way, the truth, and the light. The thing of it is that you will stay stuck in the lower place. in the Lodabar, in the Ziglag, but you can be lunch from those places. You can be untied and unloose. All you have to do is press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, but you have to go through Christ. So that's the only way you're going to get to the Father. You have to go through the Son, Jesus Christ. And it says the high calling in Christ Jesus, not above Christ Jesus, not around Christ Jesus, not maybe Christ Jesus, but in Christ Jesus. That means you have to become a part of who he is. You have to seek him. You have to become saved. And it's easy. It's easy as ABC. You got to acknowledge him, believe, and confess with your mouth. The thing of it is, when you're pressing, that means you're going to be pressed. And there's going to be some discomfort when you leave the familiar going into the unknown. But guess what? Walk by faith and not by sight, because God is always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God deploys angels on our behalf daily, whether we ask for them or not. He deploys ministering angels. He deploys guardian angels, and he deploys warring angels. The warring angels war in the heavenlies, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we fight against the principalities, wickedness in high places, and rulers of darkness. We fight against people that are the spirit that's operating the bodies of some people and their spirits that's praying against you, they're speaking curses and stuff. But once you're anointed and called of God, honey, the word of God says, if he be for you, who can be more than the world against you? That means the principalities have no power unless you give them power, unless you let them set the thermostat in your life. The thing of it is, there's one thing with a thermometer. It measures the degrees and the temp, but the thermostat sets the condition. You can't give anybody control over the thermostat in your life. Because why? Because you have to make that decision to do. What you're going to do, you're going to press towards the mark. You're going to forget those things behind you. You're going to call and confess the word of God when he says, like he says in Isaiah, behold, I shall do a new thing. When he says behold, that means take notice. Look, not only will you see, but others will see. You don't have anything to prove to anybody, but you have everything to do what God has called you to do, because what your purpose is, it is for the high calling, and the prize is bringing in souls. The prize is leading people to Christ. The prize is, that's part of the market and the prize. The prize is helping people get that healing. Some of the things you've gone through in your past is setting you for the mark to help somebody else to come out of a situation. It's helping someone else for healing or deliverance. It's helping somebody else who may have. I've seen people heal from cancer and walked up and laid hands on somebody else, and the healing came through. What you have in your past, one thing you need to do is to make sure that you're going to forget those negative things, those bad things, because one thing I do know, the word of God says that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But you got to look at the fact, those who are called according to his purpose, not according to your agendas, not according to what the world thinks, not according to what you think what some folks, you know how people say, apostles, when they'll say, well, she going to grow up, she going to be a doctor. But you know what? God said she going to grow up and be an apostle. She's going to be the leader of a network. She's going to be the CEO of a network. And God says, this is my child in whom I'm well pleased in. I call them to be this here. So guess what you have to do? You have to do. You have to say, I do.
Come on now.
This one thing I do. I'm going to forget what they said about me. I'm going to forget that they called me a redhead, freckle-faced, long-legged, half-white child. Your daddy this, your daddy. If I had listened to what people said about me, and had I listened to how Satan was fastening me, that means F-A-S-T-E-N-I-N-G, he was fastening me to my past to stay stuck, to stay bound. You have to make a decision not to be bound, not to your past, not to the rejection, not to the neglect, because the rejection that somebody did for you was God's protection, and it was his direction to press you, to push you, because sometimes God got to thrust us out of our past, apostle. He got to push us and force us to get into the thing. You have to apply that pressure so that we can be able to do that something, to get to that mark, to be able to be positioned, so that what we have to do whatever purpose and destiny he has us for us to serve in. We have to be the guide for those who think that the past is where it's at. The past is all it is. Every day that we live, there's an opportunity to go higher. Every day that we live, it's an opportunity to go greater than the normal. You shouldn't want to live a normal life. You need to live a greater life. Every day, each day, minute by minute, second by second, you have to be able to put yourself in a position where God has placed you. The word, does the word not say that we are seated in Christ in heavenly places? So that's position that you need to press towards, that position high above the principalities, high above the wickedness, high above the rulers of darkness. You're already in there, but your mind is in the past. Your mind and your mouth, you keep talking about it. You keep worrying about it. You keep revisiting it. Anything you keep visiting, you're going to always be there. You got to move, because you got to remember the word press means to move. It means the cause to move into position, the position of the high calling, the position of the mark of the high calling. Three simple things: forgetting, reaching, and press. Three things. But let me add some more to you. You got to have your faith there. You got to have your obedience there. And you have to have the mindset of Christ. You have to have the mind of Christ in order to press forward. Because guess what? There are going to be leeches. There are going to be vampire spirits. There are going to be distractions that's going to try to pull you back. There are going to be people that's going to be jealous of you. So what? If they jealous, that's on them. Let them waste their time being jealous. Because guess what? You're not in competition with anybody. You're on assignment. And God gives to each his own portion. We all have a position. We all have something. We all have a mark. And we all have that position of the higher calling because God has assigned it. God has ordained it. He has predestined it. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, this thing was already in place. But it's just like that child that's born, that infant. That infant has to stop. You can't just keep laying there as an infant. You got to start scooting. You got to start crawling. You got to start walking. You got to start walking. And even if you fall back, you got to get up and take another step. And then after you start taking them steps, you have to walk securely and circumspectly. You have to walk into those things of the high calling. You have to walk from nothing to something, because there's always something. But if your mindset is in the past, then your mindset is in nothing, because you relived it. And if you're still in the past, you're just like the Hebrews that came out of Egypt. You keep going around the same mountain expecting a different result, but the definition of that is insanity. So now not only are you in the past, but you're living an insane life, because you're not getting the quality and what God has for you. What God has for us are great things. God wants us to have these things. Some of us want to chase chariots and horses and money and dollars and fame and fortune, but that's not it. You got to you need to press towards the mark. See, ask God, what is the mark? What are you marked for? What are you set for? What are you destined for? What is the high calling that God has placed in you? What is he setting you for? And then you have to do this one thing: move. You got to press. You got to you got to get up. You got to push. You got to thrust forward. Sometimes you have to move your way through the crowd. Don't the word says that he give you power to run through troops and leap over walls? Yes, he does. So what's holding you back? If they tell you when you was little you wasn't going to be nothing, guess who you got to prove something to? Nobody. All you got to do is prove Jesus, who God is in you, and he's going to prove himself. He don't need our help. All he needs is our obedience and our faith. He's already done it. We just got to fall into alignment. All you have to do is serve his anointed plan, because pressing towards the higher calling of God is God's anointed purpose and plan. It's part of the spirit that's alive, that's supposed to be alive and active in you. It's supposed to be the amen in your life. It's supposed to be those things that lift you from out of the past into a higher calling of your future. Your present is how you live today is going to dictate how you're going to move in the morning. When you get up in the morning, you make up your mind what you're going to wear, how you're going to wear your hair, which route you're going to take, wherever you're going to go. So now you need to, this hour, this moment, you need to make up in your mind how you're going to leave the past. If you're going to stay there, okay, we're going to pray for you until you make a decision that you do. But if you want to do this one thing, forget those things. Forget what hurt you. Forget what hurt you. Use that to build you. Because if it hurts, it may have hurt you, but it didn't kill you. So guess what? It should have. The purpose of it was to mark you for strength. Because the part of the process is that you go through it. And you got to go through it, but God brings you out of it. Once you step out, don't go back in. Once you step out of something from your past, don't go back in. Once God brings you out of an Egypt situation, come out and stay out, but make sure that your mind is still not stuck in Egypt. I have seen people, Apostle, that come out of an Egyptian situation, but their mind is still Egypt, the mindset. And I do believe that what Paul meant about this when he said this one thing, he had a made-up mind. He had a renewed mind. Not only was he renewed from Saul to Paul, but his mind was made up. It was more than him going to the road of Damascus with a blinding situation. But after he saw what he saw his future. He saw the mark. He knew what the prize of the higher calling was going to be. He said what he was going to do, and he did it. So are you going to forget the love tonight? Are you going to forget tonight, beloved? Are you going to forget those things behind you? Are you going to reach towards, reach forth to those things which are before you, meaning your future, your purpose, your destiny? And are you going to press towards the mark? Once you see the mark, how are you going to know what the mark is? You're going to talk to God. You're going to seek him. You're going to seek him through prayer, fasting, obedience. You're going to talk to him. Like we talk to each other. That's the relationship that God wants. But when you talk to him, wait on him to respond to you. Because it's not just you get there and say something, then you get up and, well, I prayed about it, so I'm going to go ahead on and do it. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. See, I'm that apostle. I'm that kind of preacher. I'm going to tell you right here. Some of you still stuck where you are because you didn't pray about it, but you didn't hear what God said about it. Sometimes what you want God to say yes to means no. God is going to tell you no. Guess why? Because your rejection from those people was your protection, and it was God directing you. It's just like a GPS. Sometimes we take the wrong turn, and the GPS said recalculate. God said no. Yes. He's going to recalculate. He's going to set you towards the mark of the higher calling. The higher calling can't stay stuck in the past because that's the normal. That's the idiosyncrasy. That's the insanity because you still stuck there because you're waiting on something different to happen. But guess what? The only thing that can happen with difference is if you make a difference and you act different and you do something different.
Yeah.
Change needs change. Change requires changing. So you have to make up your mind. I'm going to leave these drugs alone. I'm going to leave this in the past. I'm going to leave this prostitution alone. I'm going to leave this fornication alone. Oh, yeah, I'm fixing to go there right now. I'm going to leave this same sex stuff alone.
I'm not going to be laying with a woman.
I'm not going to lay with a man. That's the past. I got to move towards the mark of the higher calling because God is calling me to holiness. God is calling me to the kingdom. God is calling me to go out there and bring in the harvest. I can't bring in the harvest if I'm stuck in the past in my sin. But Jesus stood on a cross, and he hung on a cross. He could have came off, but he hung there until the mark of the higher calling was answered. And when it was answered, he gave up his spirit, and he went and descended into hell. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. That was the mark right there. He said, I have risen with all power and authority. When you're dead in Christ, we're dead in him. But we also were resurrected with him. And when we were resurrected with him, we were resurrected with all power. There should be nothing from your past to keep you from pressing. There should be nothing in your past to keep you from reaching the high calling and the mark and the prize that God has for you. And what I'm going to leave you with tonight, beloved, is this. God loves you. He has already gone before you to make crooked places straight and rough areas smooth. God is not letting us go through darkness because he is a light unto our a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. One thing about God I know, when he says he's going to do it, it's already done. But guess what? You have to have that made up mind and say, one thing, this one thing I do, I'm going to forget the former. I am going to obey God. I am going to follow him. I am going to reach, and I am going to press. Not only are you going to press, but you are going to reach the higher power, the greater. In Jesus' name, I pray that this message bless you. I pray that you come out of obscurity. I pray that you stop worrying about what people think about you. I don't know who this is for, but somebody on this line, somebody in the studio tonight is worried about what their past has done, what they've done
come
in their
on,
past.
Come on,
but your
sis,
past
teach now.
Is not that mark. The past is
come
not
on.
Your mark. Your mark that God has placed for you. The mark means, remember, the mark means there's something that is already in position for you to serve as a guide. And it's,
right.
it's a set goal for your destiny. Your destiny is not behind you. Your destiny is in front of you.
Amen.
So forgive yourself. The one thing you need to do is forget, and another thing you need to do is forgive yourself, have faith, and trust God. Be blessed, guys.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have heard a Rhema word on tonight. Hallelujah. Now, if you are sitting in our studio, whether you belong to Gap Ministries or you're just in the studio visiting and you would like to have a word, please press your 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to join this praise party. Glory to God. What a wonderful word, Apostle. I've said this very often. You can't step boldly into your God-given destiny while looking over your shoulder.
Amen.
You
know, you see that right?
You can't step into your God-given destiny and you're constantly looking over your shoulder. Like you said, worried about what if this is going to catch up with you, worrying about if that's going to catch up with you. What you need
mm-hmm.
to do is start trusting the word of God, because
Amen.
God has said, hallelujah, Jesus, the Logos, the living word of God has said, hallelujah, that love covers a multitude of sins. God is
yes,
love. So if he is going to take your sin and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness, do you really believe that he's going to allow anyone down here to beat you up about what he's forgiven you for?
Right
and when
there,
my
Pop,
dear sister
right
says
there.
You need to forgive yourself, let me clarify this for you. Let me teach you something real quick. We don't have forgiveness to give ourselves. What my sister is saying to you young people in the chat room is this. Give yourself permission to
Amen.
Receive forgiveness from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's what you
Amen.
Mean.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's it. Right
Cause
there.
See, we haven't
Amen.
Died.
That's
we
it.
Didn't. Not one of us down here hung, bled, and died. So we have no forgiveness to give ourselves. Ah, that didn't belong to us. It came from Jesus and Jesus alone. But we
mm-hmm.
do need to give ourselves permission. See, Jesus can't give us anything. Jesus can't move us forward unless we choose to receive it.
To do.
And to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now, Elder Leola, I know you are, hallelujah, you're always faithful, and you always have a word for
Amen.
Apostle. Why don't you come on in the room, and if there's any others of you that would like to have a word tonight, please just press your 1 on your keypad, and, honey, we will get you right on into the Bible study. Praise the Lord. All right, Elder Leola, go ahead, my dear.
Good evening, Apostle Jay, Apostle Shirlene. This message really hit home because I know that there's a lot of people who are in the place of living in their past and reliving it. And as Apostle Shirlene said, you know, give yourself the permission. And also mm-hmm. when you're there, allow God to come in and forgive, because
yes.
some people beat themselves up so much
mm-hmm.
that, you know, they
mm-hmm.
think that they can be forgiven
Absolutely.
From their past. But if you allow him to come in and to do what he needs to do, and you just welcome him in, and let him
Hallelujah.
Do what he needs to do. That was a great message. Thank you, Apostle Jay.
Amen. Amen. And remember, beloved, the word of God says when we be in Christ, we are new creations.
New
Behold,
creation.
All, you know, all the old stuff,
all
it passes away. And we become new. See,
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we allow ourselves, our minds to be transformed by the renewed by the word of God, when we allow that living water to flow freely and bubble up in us like a living water, like a babbling brook, when we study that word of God for every situation in our lives, that's
Amen.
Our pressing. And there is truly a blessing in our pressing, because you have to know and understand
Amen.
That the enemy is not going to allow us to just skip to Malu into our God-ordained destiny.
Amen.
If you haven't noticed, thanks to God, we are in our last days. How are we redeeming our time? Are we sitting around
Amen.
Having pity parties? Are we sitting around making excuses? Or have we decided, like the Apostle Paul, have we decided, like Apostle Jay, have we decided that we are going to do something? We are going to press toward that mark. We are going to make a difference for the kingdom of God. Why? Because we have been purposed by God to do so.
And you know one thing, Apostle?
Amen.
If you look at the word mark, that means
yeah.
something has to be stamped.
Oh, yeah, we've
something
been sealed,
has,
honey.
Something on it. Something has been sealed. Well, I'm going to say it like
yes,
season one says, something has been signed, sealed.
Sealed
and
delivered.
It's waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting to be picked up. No, it
exactly.
hasn't been delivered. It's waiting to be picked up. We got to get to the higher column. We got to get to
we
the greater
We
got to
get to the
level.
Higher column. But it's
yeah.
like you said, Apostle, you know, so many people are not pressing toward that mark because they know deep down in their sanctified souls, they are not living according to the word of God, as they say, for real, for real.
For real.
Man.
And you know what? Some of them don't want to do the work of the prayer.
And they don't want to
they
do the work
ride.
That it takes. No.
They don't
want to
do the work. See. Some people want to ride the coattail of
they don't
someone
want,
that
yes,
they see pressing.
See, they, you know, we live in this generation of entitlement. You know, well, I've been going to church for, in church for 20, 30 years now. And, the Lord should just, he knows what I want and I need. And no, there's no pressing in that. There's no faith in that.
And here's another thing, what you just said. Here's another thing that I've always heard people, even when we're ministering or praying with someone, they'll say, or when I see somebody getting ready to do something, they'll say, the Lord know my heart. But I used to say that back in the day. I'm being transparent. I used to say, well, the Lord know my heart. I'm knowing it was wrong, but then guess what? You knowing that it's wrong, but here's the key. Here's the thing right here. If once you know the heart of God, you won't do wrong.
Amen.
You God knows your heart. God knows
and
your
you know
heart.
What?
He created you. But if you know his heart, you won't follow those.
You won't do that. Uh-huh. And once you know the word of God, you and you alone are responsible for obeying that
exactly.
word. Mama can't obey
exactly.
that word for you. Sister can't obey that word for you.
Mm-hmm.
You must live this word for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Right there again, you said something earlier, what you just said with that, and you said entitlement. Some people think they're entitled to access to heaven or the kingdom simply because their grandfather was a pastor or the mom was an evangelist or somebody was on the deacon board. It does not work like that. That's a lie and a trick from the enemy.
They better
you
go read the book of Amos. They need to go read the whole book of Amos.
Yeah, the whole
book. It's not that long.
And the thing of it is, when you stand before God, he's not going to ask you what your grandparents did or your mom or your auntie or your cousin. He's going to talk about you.
Now, he's going to ask us the same question he asked Peter. Who do
you
say that I am?
Yeah.
And you better have a good answer for him.
Mm-hmm. Not only you better
say,
you better know that you know
you
that
better
you
know
that
who
know.
He is and what he means to you. See, we've got way too many people, you know, they just think, well, you know, we're not praying the miraculous. Mm-hmm. We're not expecting the miraculous. See, we don't have no power in our press. Cause we're praying.
Don't have no power because we're drinking watered down doctrine. They drinking watered down doctrine.
But I still say that's on us. That's why the Word of God says study to show thyself approved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, can't nobody save me no watered down doctrine because I'm going to go straight to the meat for myself.
There you go.
And I'm going to pray directly to the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to you young people in this chat room. See, we can go straight to the Holy Spirit. And we can say, Holy Spirit, teach me the ways of the Father. Help me to understand. When I say study to show yourself approved, I'm not telling you to go out and buy 9,900 books that somebody else has read, that has written about the Bible. I'm telling you to get your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Bible. If you got to start with a children's Bible and move up to a student Bible and then move up to the King James Version.
Do it.
You do what it takes to get that word down in you so that you might apply it to every area of your life every single day. It is time for Christians to stop living like we are not going to have an abundant life until we get to the kingdom. We have been, you know, we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling.
High calling. From the normal to the great.
We are not mediocre. We are not. We are a peculiar group of people. We are not mediocre. We are not status quo. We're like our daddy Jesus.
And one thing that the scripture says in Psalms 139, we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
The fearfully part, the enemy knows it. He knows that we're great.
He knows that we are great.
That's why. He don't come after the one that's not serving God. He'll try to keep them distracted and walking in deception. But the ones that he know and they know that they know that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, those are the ones he try to wear you down. Beloved, whoever you are on this thing, God knows you. And Satan is just like a roaring lion. He's not the lion of Judah, but he's as a roaring lion. You know, when a lion roars in the jungle, it steals everything. There you go. When a lion roars,
I tell people, go ahead, sis.
I know. You know, when a lion roars, I read a story about when a lion roars in a jungle, everything gets still because of the frequency. It rattles things, and it even rattles the people's heart. You can't be afraid of that sound, but you know that the Lion of Judah. See, sometimes we hear things. And we become afraid.
That's right. But see, I also remember the word. I hear the word of God upside in my head. You know, the word of God says resist the devil and he will flee.
He
and I'm going to tell you something.
There you go.
The enemy can only use the same old tired things. You know, he may use hatred and pride and greed and all of that. He uses the same old tired thing. Only God can do a new thing.
And
so,
check this out.
You know,
he can only drive
the enemy uses the same old tired devices. We should be able to see him coming because and understand that for every measure that the enemy has, God has a divine countermeasure.
Yes, we
have already been given all the weapons of our warfare that we need.
Because they're not carnal, but the word says they are mighty.
Mighty to the point now, honey, of strongholds.
Pulling down the strongholds.
You know,
pulling
so we've got to understand who we are, whose we are, and keep it moving. We're not worried about, I tell people, your opinion of me is absolutely none of my business. I really could care less.
Amen.
That's why, you know, Elder Leola and Apostle Charlene, I don't worry about people when they're jealous. I don't entertain jealousy. I don't entertain competition.
None of that.
Sometimes they'll be like, I've had people say, well, what makes you think it's your call? I say, apparently something in you already know because you're asking me.
Exactly.
I say,
you know, and we
you
just
want me
can't
to confirm
let,
what
amen.
You know.
I'm
not going
to
confirm
and
what
we don't
you
have
know.
To,
keep watching.
And we don't have time for the nonsense. You know, we don't have time to go around the mountain with others because they want to be messy or they want to
be carnal
or they want to be disobedient. I don't have time. You will get left in the dust messing around with a Apostle Cook.
And you can pull up and ask me to come ride around that mountain with you if you want to, but guess what?
I'd be like that. I'd be like, oh, dude, that is good commercial. I can't take that ride with you. Hallelujah.
I can't take that ride.
But you know what? This was a wonderful Bible study. I truly enjoyed it. We have about 3 minutes left. So, Apostle, if you would just, I just want to say thank you for bringing your Gap Ministries Bible study to Spirit Alive. As always, you bless the people of God. I want to thank all of you that were sitting in the studio, all of you that were sitting in the chat room, that were listening via Skype, and also via Instant Messenger. We just praise God for you, and we just want to welcome our new listeners in Florence, Italy, and we also want to welcome our new listeners down in Bogota, Colombia. So God bless you. Bienvenidos. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we want to thank you for being with us. And also, we just pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. But before we leave you, most gracious Heavenly Father, we just praise you for all that our ears have heard on tonight. We thank you for the mighty women of God that stepped forth, Father God, with a rhema word, and we just want to thank you for using them to minister to your people in a mighty way. Lord God, I just pray that your listeners will go now and apply this word to their daily lives so that they can live a more abundant life in you right now. I just want to thank you, Lord God, that we can press together. There is power in our unity. There is power in our love. There is power, Father God, when we come together, we can help each other along, Father God, so that we may all end the race with love and grace. We just praise you. We thank you. We magnify you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we do pray. Amen. From our household to your household, on behalf of Apostle J. Leon Travis, Elder Leola Williams, and the Gap Ministry Bible Studies, and myself, Apostle Shalene M. Cook, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Amen. God bless you, beautiful women of God.
God bless you.
Love ye.